Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's the Tuesday show. So how's everyone today? You made it through Monday because you're here, so you're listening. So that's a good thing. We're onto a bright and shiny week of all kinds of good stuff. What's the show about? Okay, let me get real quickly into it. What I'm about is I channel. I have a spirit group called Adonis, who are spiritual masters and spiritual teachers that will give you a message. Now, some people want to talk to ancestors. They connect you to ancestors. They'll get the message and give it to me. So it's like my gatekeeper. I can explain it that way. I don't necessarily get messages directly from your ancestors or famous people, but I get it through my spirit guides. They kind of filter everything. So if you want to talk to or get a message, I guess is a better way of putting it. If you want a message from someone, then I will channel my spirit guides and they'll give you the message as they get the message. Okay, so we'll do that. So if you need help making your life easier, and this is what the show is about, making your life easier, things that you can do to make your life easier, and talking to my spirit guides, they want to help you to make your life easier. Whatever is going on in your life. Advice. I guess you would say this is called channeled coaching, you know, life coaching from non-physical entities who want to help you to live a more prosperous life. Okay, that's what I do. It's fun. I enjoy it a lot. And I'm here, you know, offering this to you. So in the chat room, I offer two things. First of all, there's a website that I have listed. I can't talk, right? It's heartintelligence.com, and then there's some other stuff after that. And it's so I would encourage you to look that up. It's a test. Well, I'll go through the article, and it's a test about your own intelligence. When I talk about making your life easier, I came upon this, and I thought, guess what? One of the things that can make your life easier is to understand yourself a little better, understand your makeup a little better. Now, let me get into the article. I want to take your calls. If you're in the chat room, please tell me what's going on in your lives. And the second listing there is my website. So if you want to contact me, or you can contact me through Facebook, however you wanted to contact me, I'm open to that, and we can do that. So what am I doing here? So I'm going to post this on Facebook, this one article, so you can read it for yourself. And it's all about everyone is talented in their own way, the 9 types of intelligence you should know. So there's only not one intelligence. The article gets into this. There's not just one, Einstein is the only intelligent way, or being a scientist is the only way of being intelligent. No, absolutely not. Okay. We always think of intelligence as one entity. We think that scientists and academics are brainy and intelligent people. But if we put them in a bank, they may be lost for words when speaking to customers. What about other misconceptions about people engaged in less intelligent jobs, such as waiting tables or telemarketing, who are deemed unintelligent? I think telemarketers are kind of clever myself. Try giving these people an empty canvas and watch them create a masterpiece for you just with a pencil. Okay, so there's artistic intelligence, right? That's what they're pointing out here. The point is, our perception of intelligence is skewed. Everything that seems out of reach is automatically deemed as an intelligent. However, on the contrary, according to psychologist Howard Gardner, everyone is blessed with multiple types of intelligence. See the infographic below to have a better understanding. Now I'll go through the graph. Now I know this is kind of, I think it's interesting. At least I think it's interesting. These are the 7 that they talk about. We'll get into it a little bit more. And interpersonal, understanding yourself and what you feel and what you want. Intelligence, knowing yourself really well, right? Spatial, visualizing the world in 3D. That's kind of cool. A naturalist, understanding and living things and reading nature. understanding living life, just the naturalist, right? Musical, discerning sounds, their pitch, tone, rhythm, and okay. Logical, mathematical, qualifying things, making hypotheses and proving them. Okay, existential, tackling the questions of why we live and why we die. Ooh, the biggie, right? Interpersonal, sensing people's feelings and motives. And kinesthetic. Coordinating your mind with your body. Man, athletes, right? Basically athletes. Okay. So I took the test. And I listed there the test, if you want to take the test, or if you want to go to the article and find the test. And here's how mine came out. I thought it was kind of fascinating. Let me see if anybody wants to talk to me. Well, if you want to talk to me there, because I'm just finding this really fascinating stuff. And if you go to the article, put it on Facebook too, you can learn a little bit more about yourself. And it makes your life easier when you, and it kind of correlates to who we really are. I was amazed by the results. I'm going, yeah, that sounds like me. So let me go through me. And if you want to take the test yourself, it only takes 2 minutes. So it's not like this 3-hour exam and you have to answer 170 questions. No, it was pretty quick, but it seemed to be pretty accurate about me. Okay. Intrapersonal. No, wait a minute. My number one was 48% was interpersonal. Ooh, I thought that was kind of cool. Your most dominant intelligence type is interpersonal, or in other words, you are people smart. You pick incredibly well on social cues and are fascinated to learn about new people and cultures. Your strongest fields are study on history, anthropology, and psychology, areas which study the human condition and social processes. I thought, that's pretty much me. There's a lot of me in there. So interpersonal was 5%. Musical was 5%. Even though I love music, it's like, okay. Visual, spatial, 4%. Naturalist, 3%. Kinesthetic, 3%. Existential intelligence was 10%. Linguistic was 20%. And logical was 2%. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with some of that, but let me read the rest of this. You also have strengths with linguistic and existential intelligence. You are curious to read and learn about new things. And you spend your time pondering life and trying to answer deep and meaningful questions. So for the most part, I have to agree with that. For the most part, I think that's pretty close. So you might want to take the test. I was fairly accurate. And you might want to take it and see what. Now, this is all about making your life easier. And most of you probably know who you pretty much are, but just to be substantiated and go, yeah, that sounds like me. That sounds like me. And that kind of puts you in a direction in life. You go, yeah. And it confirms the thing about things about yourself, like history, anthropology, and psychology. Yeah, well, history, I love history. I'm a history. I'm almost a little bit of a science buff, even though they didn't let me be a science buff here. But that's okay. That's okay. I would have taken some of the interpersonal, the 48% of that, and put it in some other categories. But that's okay. That's okay. So it's an interesting article. Let me get back to the article. Let me see if you guys want to talk to me about anything today. Okay. So that's what we're talking about, is making your life easier. And if you're interested in what my spirit guides, Adonis, the group, has to say to you about making your life easier, you know, you got stuff going on in your life, you got problems going on in your life, maybe my spirit guides will give you some advice on resolving these problems that you're facing, whatever they may be, right? Okay, so call in. We'll do that. I would encourage you to read that article because it's really kind of fun where I listed there. And I think that's the quiz, but I think it'll take you back to the article. Before I get too much into that, I don't really want to do that. There's another article. Okay, let me read a little bit more about understanding your intelligence. Science has proven different types of intelligence to empower learnings. By learning the theory behind Gardner's studies, we know ourselves a little bit better. However, Gardner emphasized that by understanding our strengths, it shouldn't limit us labeling ourselves to be specific intelligence. Right. Yeah, I agree with that. Even though the test said I'm like dominant in one area, I'm interested in the other things. I love music. I love to listen to music. Tried playing music when I was younger. Great at it. But I stuck with it. Simply by taking the test based on the 9 types of intelligence, you'll be able to have a basic understanding of which intelligence you are strong at. Take note that you'd be providing your almost honest answer in order for the results to be more accurate. Yeah, you got to kind of, it's not like, oh, I want to be this way. Oh, I really want to be, like, I want to be more musical. Like, yeah, be honest. Nah, not quite. Or, you know, like, there was a question about math, and I'm going, nah, yeah, I don't. Math is not one of my highest subjects. You know, I only got so far with it, so I have to be honest about that. Maybe I want to be a great mathematician, but ain't quite there yet. So, everyone is unique. So, here below are the results that affirm that embarking on a writing career is a great choice for me. Okay, so I'm not going to get into all the rest of this. It's the linguistic person who's 52% linguistic. So, I'm about people, basically, about understanding people, I guess. So, if you take that quiz, yeah, I'm about understanding people. It's kind of fascinating. Take it. See what you think. So I thought I'd jump into that. It was a good place to, you know, making life easier is really about understanding yourself, right? That's where it starts. Understanding yourself a little bit more. And quizzes like this and articles like this just help a little bit. Clarify yourself a little bit more. So take the test. See what you think. If you agree or disagree, if you want to take 2 minutes and do it while I'm talking, and then get back to me and say, yeah, like, I agree, I disagree. It's fun. Fun stuff. That's what life is about, is having fun, exploring new ideas and new directions, right? Okay. I have a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. Going to get into another article, which I thought was kind of fun. It's all along the same line of making life easier. There are 31 clever tips to make life feel a little easier. And this is from BuzzFeed News. The Anna Borges is a BuzzFeed staff on the BuzzFeed staff. Okay, so I thought these were really cool. I'll give you one or two, and then we'll get into – I'll take a call or two. Grab a coloring book. Now, why would that make life easier? Well, think about it. It's very therapeutic. It's completely juvenile, but I have Disney Princess crayons and a ton of coloring books, and it's very therapeutic. It gives me a nice feeling of accomplishment, even if it's just coloring. That's somebody who was commenting on doing this process. It makes your life easier. It relaxes you. It just gets you into – it gets away from your problems, basically. It's very therapeutic. Trying to color within the lines. Now, do you color within the lines or you go outside the lines? Do you get all upset if you're with a coloring book, especially an adult coloring book, if you can't stay within the lines? What do you think? Or if you go outside the lines, oh no, I've made a mistake. What am I going to do? Rip the page out, right? Or you just kind of go with it. Have fun. Oh, let the colors run together. Let the little things run together. It's no big deal. I'm just having fun. What's your attitude? Which way are you? I get so upset. Lines, or I just let it go, have fun with it. Doesn't matter if it stays within the line, as long as it looks pretty, right? What kind of personality are you? It's knowing yourself, having fun, making life easier, not getting caught up and got to stick within the lines. Okay, let me take a caller, and we'll get back to more of this, things that you can make your life easier, or at least more therapeutic and enjoy life a little bit more, because it is about having fun. Absolutely, 100%. It's about having fun and enjoying life. So, hello.
Hi, George. This is Lori.
Oh, hi, Lori. How is Lori?
I'm a little overwhelmed. I've been
okay.
Go get your
coloring book out then.
Well, I'm trying to.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. If you had a coloring book and you had pencils, would you be upset if you colored outside the lines, or do you have to stay with inside the lines?
Well, I'm a pretty good artist, so I would make old lines. I would add my own lines.
That's very creative. That's very good. I like that.
Yeah.
So you're not going to stick to the pattern there. You're going to go outside the pattern, right? Very good.
So I make my own. pattern. Make my own pattern.
Yeah, well, this is, but these are these coloring books that they're set pictures and adult coloring books.
Yeah,
but
I would pay attention to the lines if I could cut the picture out and paste it into an artwork of the collage or a decoration.
Very creative.
Yeah, right.
So what's on your mind today? See, we suddenly got you from being overwhelmed to kind of enjoying a process. Just by thinking about this stuff. Being overwhelmed is sometimes not turning enough over to the universe or God or source. I call it source. It's like we get overwhelmed because we don't surrender enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand that.
We want to solve all these problems. Oh, I got to fix all these problems. I got to fix it all. I got to control it and fix it all, right?
Well, you don't have to. I got to fix all the damage that gets done.
No, you don't.
You
don't. I'm not trying to fight with you. I'm just saying, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You can let the universe fix it. Set the intention. Set the intention that I'm going to give it to whoever your higher power. Give it to you and you fix it for me. I'm going to go have some fun. I'm going to go be creative and you fix it for me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get out of the way.
I'm asking them to please help me fix the volume on my computer.
Then it's all about, okay, show me an answer. Give me a solution how to do this. or bring somebody into my life that can fix this for me, right? I want a solution to problem. So I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to go play with my coloring book until you bring me a solution. That's the essence of manifesting whatever you want in your life is A, ask for a solution and then get out of the way and stop asking. Once you've asked, you're done asking. You don't have to ask ever again for a solution. You have to ask one time, only one time, because and I'm not picking on you, but this is so true. I do it. Everybody does it. We ask God, okay, I want a solution. I want a solution to my problem. And then we get impatient a half hour later, and we're asking again, and then we're asking again. The essence of – and it creates like you're doubting that there's an answer. Like the universe is saying, you really just doubt that there's an answer, don't you, by keep asking. You doubt if we can help you. So try this. Take a little problem. Whatever, take a baby problem. Don't take a huge problem, okay? Take a little one. You say you have a lot of them. Take one little problem, and then just say, okay, whoever your higher power, whatever you call it, the universe, okay, the cosmic powers there are there, and say, okay, I want a solution to this problem. I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm not going to think about this problem for at least, I'll give you 48 hours. Give me 48 hours. In 48 hours, solve this problem for me. Or give me an answer, a solution to this problem, 48 hours. And I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm not going to talk about it anymore for 48 hours. I bet you could do that. I bet you could take a problem and not talk about it for 48 hours, right?
Well, yeah, I'd rather be working on the solution.
Stop. Let me stop you right there. You don't have to work on anything. You don't have to work on anything. If you don't have a solution, if you don't have a way of solving it, then you allow that to come to you. So in the 48 hours, wait for a solution. Wait for the universe to bring you a solution, a way of accomplishing it. Okay? Try that. Just try it. Yeah. Take a little problem. Ask the universe or ask source, okay, bring me a solution to this problem. And I'm not going to think about it. At all. Nothing. I'm going to go on to other ones. I'm going to do other things. I'm going to go my coloring book or whatever it is. And you'll be surprised that you'll get answers because you're not focused on the problem anymore.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Well, then try it. Call me back on Thursday and say, yeah, it worked.
Well, I have, I actually have this housing inspector coming out to inspect my apartment around noonish on Thursday.
Good.
And I'm worried about the floor and the bathroom falling through because it's all soggy. And other units here in this building have floors that have already broken through. And it's almost impossible to get any maintenance here.
But is that your problem?
Yeah, because now the housing authority is telling me, well, if your apartment isn't deemed habitable, you're going to have to move.
Okay.
And
okay, so
and
well,
I,
we got so you got a problem. You got a problem. Well, let's back up a little bit. You got a problem.
Yeah.
A solution to this, right?
Yeah, and
okay,
I
okay, so ask, you want a solution that will make your life easier, correct?
Exactly. I just want to have
okay,
a home.
So now you ask the universe, I want a solution to this problem.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you 48 hours to bring me a solution. So by the time that person arrives, I'm going to have an answer already in place.
Yeah, I've been preparing for the answer that's going to be in place.
Well, don't project what the answer can be. Don't speculate what the answer. The universe hasn't given you an answer.
Right.
Your ego
right.
is giving you an answer, right?
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Stop. Try this. Just try this. You got that guy coming on Thursday. Just turn it over. Say, okay, I want a solution to this problem, and then stop thinking about it. Stop thinking.
Right.
You can't do it. Can you really solve the problem now? No, you can't. Right.
Nope.
You can move,
nope.
But where are you going? So you can move, but where are you going, right? So you don't have
a solution.
You don't have a solution. You don't have a solution. So turn it over. Try it. Just say, okay, God or whoever you call upon, the universe, I need a solution to this problem in 48 hours. Solution. Somehow, some solution will make my life easier. And see what happens. But then stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about it.
Right.
If you don't have an answer, don't worry about it.
Right, because
that's so difficult for humans to say, oh, I got a problem and I need to worry about it, because if I worry about it more, I won't have an answer. It's the logic. You can't worry about something and get an answer.
Yeah, exactly. I would worry myself to extreme fears, you know.
So go get your coloring books. Go do something creative. Turn it over. Go do something creative and see what happens. Because the way you're doing it's not the way you're doing it is not working. So try a different approach. Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So tell me what happens.
I'll call you later in the week. I'll try to call you this week, but it might not be till next week.
Okay, fine. Just see what happens. But you got to stop thinking about it. No. Promise me that you'll turn it over in a prayerful or meditative way. You'll just surrender your problem to whoever. Now I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to give it to you for the next 48 hours.
Well, I don't have any choice. If I'm stressed, it raises my cholesterol, and then I have really high cholesterol already. So
okay,
I have to not be stressed. I have to turn it over.
Okay, then go for it, okay? You'll do it.
I will. Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, I've been reading a book lately, and it's the Cosmic Ordering System. I'll write the name of the author, but it's basically on this whole thing. It's about manifesting. And I've read a lot of books on manifesting. There's a lot of great ideas from a lot of great authors and inspired authors and so forth about how to manifest what you want in your life. But in the book, she talks about this whole idea that once you've putting your order to the universe for whatever you're asking about, there's two things you have to do. First of all, you have to get content with your life right now. Whatever's going on in your life, you have to find a little bit of peace in your life right now. You almost like that solution is only going to make my life a little better, but my life's okay. You got to start appreciating your life as it is right now. You know, that's hard. If you got a problem, and it's a huge problem sometimes, it's hard to appreciate your life. But you can start looking for little things to appreciate in your life right now. That's number one. Start appreciating things that you do have. And this additional thing that you're going to get is just going to make – it's like the – well, yeah, it could be the main course, but you got to appreciate the appetizers, right? Things that are going on right now. And then the second thing is once you've kind of asked for something – you have to get out of the way. You have to go do something that you like to do. Have fun. I learned this principle, and I'm not saying I'm the greatest practitioner of this principle in the world, and I'd raise my hand and say, I could work on it. I can constantly need to work on it. I'll admit to that. But I learned this principle 30 years ago in a business book about creativity and business. And they basically said the same thing. they said, okay, you got a problem in business. You got a problem. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how to solve a problem, right? You can't sit at your desk and worry about it, and you're not going to get a solution sitting at your desk. And they talked about the cosmic, the collective unconsciousness or the collective consciousness, and they talked about Carl Jung and the collect, you know, and put every information always goes out into the universe and it's being recalculated, and that the universe will bring you back answers. Okay, that was their thing. It was kind of a metaphysical way before metaphysics was really popular. But this is based on, you know, business principles and using it in business and proven results in the business world. And so they said, okay, you got a problem, you don't know the answer. Surrender it to the collective consciousness, the universe, and go play golf. Go take a bath. Do something that's – get away from the desk. Whatever you do, go to the gym. Whatever you can do, go get your coloring books. Go watch a funny movie. Whatever you can do to distract yourself from the problem, you're not focusing on the problem anymore. Then you put yourself in this state of solution. And then you'll get answers. You'll get your solutions when you're not focused on your solution and you're finding something that feels good to do. So my friend here is an artist. Do something she loves to do. Go creative. If you love being in nature, go out in nature. Spend time in nature. Don't think about your problem in nature. That doesn't help, right? Just find something you like to do. Okay? I like to learn about people. I listen to shows about people. I like sports, so I listen to sports shows. It kind of distracts me from my problems, right? But it's not that I'm ignoring my problems. I just don't have a solution. Once I have a solution, I can take action. Once you have an answer, you can take action. But if you don't have an answer, don't take action. Don't beat your head against the wall. That's the basic principle. That's how manifesting the law of attraction, one of the principles of the law of attraction, really works. To emphasize it again, you got to appreciate the things that you do have, the little things around you. It might be just a beautiful sunny day and you got to appreciate that. Okay, you got to find things in your life that you really do appreciate. So you start to feel good because you appreciate things. There's things around you. I can appreciate my dog, cat, wherever she is. Where did my cat go? Or you can appreciate you have food on the table, you have a job, you have this, you have that, you have great fans, you have relatives, you have children, you have a mate, things that you can appreciate. Don't get into problem ones. Go that way, turn over your problem, and then go find something fun to do. Enjoy life. Make your life easier that way. That's the easy way of solving problems. The easy way. The hard way is sitting at your desk, sitting, worrying about your problems, figuring out, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I've been there. I've done it. I'll raise my hand. I know it. It doesn't work very well. And out of desperation, the universe would get, okay, here's your solution. But it takes a long time to get to that direction. It's much easier. Okay, I'll give you an example. My quick example. My arthritis bothers me a little bit in my ankle because I broke my ankle many, many, many years ago playing football. And so once in a while, the weather's been a little damp here and overcast and kind of yucky for Southern California. I'm only in the 60s, which is like people on the East Coast are going, that's a heat spell. No, for us, it's not. But so it's a little the damp weather in the mornings, the low clouds, no rain, just low clouds. My ankle started to hurt. I thought, okay, I'm going to try this principle because it was painful. I could function, but it was painful. I could walk, but it was hurting. So last night, I was late. I went to bed, and I said, okay, here's my order to the universe. I want to feel better. I want my ankle to feel better. I didn't take any pills. I didn't take any ibuprofen or, you know, Tylenol or anything. I just said, okay, universe, I want my ankle to feel better. Now I'm not going to forget about it. I'm going to read. I'm going to go to sleep, which was the easiest way at that point. Just go to sleep. It didn't keep me up. And I woke up in the morning. Now I would say my pain in my ankle yesterday was about a 3 or 4. Well, it was annoying, but it wasn't something that just kept me from functioning, right? It wasn't an eight. I've had an eight. And eights are not fun, right? You got an eight, you're going, oh, kill me now, right? So I woke up this morning, and it was a one. It was a one. Like from a three to a four to a one. I thought, thank you. But I didn't think about it. So it's the request to the universe, to source. Here's what I need. Here's my cosmic order. I'm putting my order in for my ankle to feel better. I don't know how, but you should do it. Show me. And it felt better in the morning. Could have been natural process, but it was an amazing, thank you. I got to thank you for that. So that's how it works. But you don't think about it anymore. You don't lay in bed going, oh, I wonder if it's going to feel better. Oh, I wish it would feel better. No, I went to sleep shortly thereafter. Okay, that's my point. And, okay, we're going to have fun. I want to have fun. I don't want to get all, like, heavy and stuff. I only got 13 minutes left. Does anybody else want to call in and let Spirit talk to you about making your life easier? I didn't really channel for the lady. It was just generally information I already know. Good. Good for you. Just got my speakers working. Now I can listen to the listen on the computer. Excellent. Well, I have a caller. Well, that's a good thing. Well, let me do one more of the things to make your life easier, then I'll take a call. I like number two. Number two is kind of a cool thing. You know, we're always taught to make to-do lists, right? Make a done list instead of a to-do list. It sounds ridiculous, but when I can't pull out of a nosedive, I list all the things I have accomplished that day, no matter how small. Did I shower? Did I shower? Makes the list. Did I make food? It goes on the list. By the end of the day, I have a much bigger account of the day than I thought, and always pulls me back from feeling worthlessness. Yeah, isn't that a great idea? The little things. I took a shower this morning. I accomplished that, right? I made breakfast. I had lunch. You know, I did this. I did that. There was a great article I heard about a lady who's down and out about her children, but it's basically that same thing. You got to look at the positive side of the day. What did you do? Write all the things. I laughed. I watched something really funny. That's an accomplishment. You didn't waste your time. You laughed. What better thing is there to do than to laugh? Really, seriously. It's all those little things that you can add up that at the end of the day, you're going to go, hey, not a bad day. I got some stuff done. And it also puts your mindset into, I'm going to accomplish some things today. I am going to get some things done. I'm going to make a list of things I've done. So you're going to think, well, what can I get done? Can I put it on my list? What else can I get done so I can put it on my list? Right? Kind of motivates you to get some things done because you think, I want to make my list really long today of the things I've done, things I've accomplished, things that went well. Instead of the to-do list, and you start looking around for little things to do. Oh, I cleaned the floors today. Well, put it on the list. You know, I washed some windows, which I won't do, but that's besides the point. You know, I washed those dishes, right? I took out the trash. I went for a walk. Put all that stuff on your list, and by the end of the day, you're going, wow, I accomplished quite a bit. Makes me feel good, right? Doesn't have to be the biggies. You didn't cure cancer today. No, I don't think so. You didn't bring about world peace today, even though you wanted to. Do the little ones. At the end of the day, you go, wow, I got a lot done. Good day. You know, congratulate yourself. Do something nice for yourself. I got a big list today. I'm gonna have that pizza that I've been talking about. Good stuff. Okay, let me take a call. I only got a few minutes left, but we're having fun. Aren't we having fun? I think we are.
Hi,
hello.
This is Yvonne. Hi,
hello.
This is Yvonne. Hello.
Yvonne? Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Do you color inside the lines or do you like to go outside the lines? If you had a coloring book, an adult coloring book, would you color inside the lines, make sure you stayed inside the lines, or you go, it doesn't matter, I'm having fun?
No, I like to stay inside the lines.
Ah, so you're a bit... Okay, never mind. I'll leave that one alone. Okay. Just having fun. So what's going on?
Nothing much. I have a question. I just wanted to know what Spirit has to say, if they have a message for me.
In general?
Yes.
Just a message. No particular topic.
No.
Okay, let me channel a little bit for you. Just a couple minutes worth of, because I only have a few minutes left. Well, this is not George. This is his spirit guide, so that you understand that he's kind of let us speak to you for a moment. And what we'll tell you in very simple terms, you have taken the bull by the horns, which means you have taken control of your life. Now, you could do more. You could absolutely do more. We agree that you could absolutely do more with your life. You could take more control of your life. But you're doing a good job. Okay? You're doing a good job.
Okay.
You're taking control of your life. But we also emphasize, don't try to take too much control of your life. Don't try to program your life so rigidly that you don't allow yourself to be inspired to do things that are a little different, that are offbeat, a little more fun. You don't want to control your life to the point of, well, I can't do this because it's not in my program. It's not on my list. So we would encourage you, yeah, it's good to have the bull by the horns and it's good to be controlling your life, but be open for inspiration. Be open for those things that you go, ha, that sounds like fun. I need to do that. That would really further my life if I just did that. Does that make sense to you at all? Do you understand where we're coming from?
Yes.
Don't be rigid. Be flexible in your life. Be flexible with the people in your life too. Be open-minded about the people that come in your life. But also, at the same time, live by your standards. You have a good set of standards about people in your life. You don't allow certain people who are either emotionally or physically abusive, do you?
No.
Okay. You have a good set of standards. Congratulate yourself for that. That's a good thing, right?
Yes.
So you're doing well. So what's the problem? You don't have problems. You have
no, I don't have any problems.
You don't have any problems. You're in a good place. We're just trying to emphasize to you, just be more flexible. Be more open to things, new adventures in your life. Take a day. Oh, we'll give you this. Now, see if you can do this. Might want to do this on the weekends. It doesn't matter. Pick a day and say, I'm going to do everything different today than I've ever done before. I'm going to do things that I've never done before. I'm going to take a whole day. Now, it might be one thing or it might be many things, but today I have dedicated to doing things I've never done before. Could you do that?
Yes.
Now, you'd have fun with it, wouldn't you? Now, some of it may not be so good. You go, well, I'm not going to do that again. But then you've learned a little bit about yourself, haven't you?
Yes.
If you've ever been on a certain roller coaster, you go, oh, I'm going to do that roller coaster today. I don't think you will, but that's all right. We don't get you going on that roller coaster that you're going, never going to do that again, right?
True.
But you understand the principle, so we're going to leave you with that. That principle of pick a day or even a half day or a few hours. Just say to yourself, and even think of it this way, maybe even say to yourself, each day, every day, I'm going to do something I've never done before. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Your
life will be enriched by that. You'll experience new things and you'll learn new things and you'll suddenly go, hey, I want to do that again, or I don't want to do that again. But your life will be enriched and you'll learn more about yourself by doing that, won't you?
Yes.
So do it. Can you do that for us?
Yes.
Okay. So if it's either choice is, I'm going to pick one thing every day that I've never done before, or I'm going to take a whole day and do a whole bunch of stuff that I've never done before. It's your choice. You know, or we mix and match and do whatever. But make it a habit of doing something you've never done before. And you'll enrich your life. You'll feel positive about yourself. Like, wow, that was fun. Or that was yucky. I'm never doing that again.
Okay.
Got it? At least you have an experience. And if somebody asked you, let's do this, and you go, you know, I did that one, and I'm not going to do that one again. No way. Well, maybe I'll try it again. But at least you'll get that experience. And that's what life is about, is new experiences. So we'll leave you with that. Try it. You going to do it for us? And report back to George, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy the day. Have some fun. Bye. Fun? Wasn't that fun? These things kind of go through me, and they kind of pass through. So, but that's a great idea, isn't it? Yeah, I'll try to remember what they said to her, something about do something new every day. Isn't that a great idea? Is everybody else, anybody in the chat room willing to do that? Do something, either take a whole day and do completely new stuff that you've never done before, or do one thing each day that you've never done before. It could be a different kind of experience. It could be listening to a type of music that you've never, with an open mind, of course, listening to a type of music that you've never listened to before. Or read a book, a type of book that you've never read before. Or go down a road that you've never gone before. I'm going to go down this highway. I did that the other day. I was walking my dog. And I decided to... No, I was driving somewhere. Oh, that's it. I was driving somewhere, and I went down a road that I've never done before. It's only like 6 blocks from where I live. And I'm going, wow, this is a cool neighborhood. I've never been on the street. Oh, the apartments are different here. This is kind of fun. Do that. Experience new things. Pick something new every day that you've never done before. It can make your life easier because then you get to experience new stuff, and you can learn new stuff about yourself and go, hey, I got to do that one again. I got to walk my dog. I tell myself, I got to walk my dog down the street. So maybe we'll go tonight. We'll walk down that street because it was new. It was different. So pick something new every day, or at least one day, or go someplace that you've never been to before. You've kind of wanted to go, but you've never gone before. Maybe it's a road trip for a whole day and something new, which would be fun. Get out of your box. Get outside the line sometimes. Go experience some things in your life. Kind of cool stuff, huh? Okay, these 31. Now, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I will be back on Thursday. Got personal stuff to take care of. This next one I really like. Make a life easier toolkit. I like this. It's a box. She has a box. The lady here, it's a happy box. She calls it her happy box. I have a happy box that has some funny movies, a word search book, a nice smelling candle, some spa-like beauty products to calm me down. It also has a journal, a favorite book, and some memories from happy times. So your happy box. Make a happy box. And then if you're feeling a little, go to your happy box. Oh, I want to see this movie again, right? Or maybe if you're on Netflix like I am, you'll have a list of movies on Netflix. Oh, I want to watch this again. If you have the movies, cool. If you don't, you know, maybe go to look it up. Candle, maybe some aromatherapy oils, whatever it is, whatever you want to put in your happy box. No, there's no specific things. Maybe there's a great romantic novel that you love to read when you're feeling kind of makes you feel good, gets you in that kind of romantic spirit. Whatever it is, make a happy box. I love that one. Okay, garage sailing everywhere. Cool. See, yeah, it's trying something new, getting outside the box a little bit. Popcorn flicks is free, which I don't know what that is, but that's all right. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate people in the chat room that share and have ideas about what we're talking about. It always makes it more interesting when you share and give ideas and, you know, like, do you color inside or outside the lines or anything, just kind of contributing, making it more fun, because this is about more fun. So I'll be back on Thursday. We'll talk more about, we'll let Spirit Guides talk to you more about making life easy, maybe some problems that you need Spirit to guide you with to get to the next place in your life. I like doing this a lot. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And take the quiz. If you didn't take the quiz, take the quiz. It identifies your personality a little bit more, the kind of things that where your skills are, I guess what you're saying. So thank you, guys. I appreciate you calling or listening. Love you. And have a great day. And go experience something new today. Bye now.